Hi, everyone. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with the Wyoming Noon Market Report. Senator John Barrasso released a statement following the final public lands rule. The final rule will turn thousands of acres of federal lands from multiple use into non-use lands. Senator Barrasso plans to introduce a Congressional Review Act resolution to repeal the rule. He said that people of Wyoming depend on access to public lands for their livelihoods, including energy and mineral production, grazing, and recreation. In addition to Barrasso's response, Governor Gordon has also voiced his frustration over the agency's dismissal of state efforts. Governor Gordon said the Biden administration contorted interpretation of multiple use under the Federal Land Policy Management Act and the BLM's authorities will completely upend economies across the West, including grazing, recreation, and energy. The University of Wyoming's Sheep Task Force Lambing Barn and Technology webinar is next week. Guest speakers Regan Smith of Smith Sheep and Stuff and Cord and Kristen Bieber of Bieber Land and Livestock will talk about ways for producers to adapt their lambing barn management, as well as technological improvement with things like electronic identification. The Bureau of Land Management has proposed a sale that would allow Pacific Corp to gain ownership of adjacent property at the Jim Bridger Power Plant. 307.5 acres of lands in Sweetwater County, Wyoming, would go to Pacific Corp for $115,000. The land is currently under use through a right-of-way grant to support power plant operations. Six of the United States' major commodity groups sent a letter to the U.S. Trade Commission asking to vote no in advancing a petition from Corteva. The proposed petition would place anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imports of the herbicide 2,4-D shipped from India and China, resulting in herbicide shortages for farmers. The American Soybean Association, Association of Wheat Growers, Barley Growers, Corn Growers, Sorghum Producers, and the U.S. Durum Growers Association all signed the letter in encouragement of voting no. The letter said that the weight of a dispute between multinational companies would fall directly onto the shoulders of growers and that if the case goes forward, Corteva will control nearly all the 2,4-D market. We'll be back right after this.
Join the University of Wyoming for the Ranching in the West Seminar Series, April 22nd in Laramie at the UW Gateway Center. The series offers hands-on education, peer-to-peer learning, and industry networking for college students and ranchers from across the state. The final session in the series on April 22nd is focused on navigating western waters, addressing water challenges in the western region. If you can't make it in person, the session is available virtually. To register for the Ranching in the West series, search UW on Eventbrite.
Over five generations, the Stuber family has 100 years in the Hereford business. The Stuber Ranch 56th Annual Production Sale happens April 20th, with 115 fall and yearling Hereford bulls selling, including several polled bulls, 50 registered heifers, and 120 commercial heifers, with 24 of those black white face F1s. The 56th Stuber Ranch Sale, April 20th at the ranch north of Bowman, North Dakota. Bid online with DV Auction or go to StuberRanch.com.
This week, the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association held their annual D.C. fly-in and legislative conference for their members. Wyoming Stock Growers Association Executive Vice President Jim Magagna was one of the many attendees and told our network's Andy Schwab there were some disappointing updates from the BLM with their leaders just reading from a script and refusing to answer any questions. However, Magagna noted the updates from PLC and NCBA were encouraging.
It was interesting to hear how they have been able to at least make good faith attempts to work with the current administration, even though we realize that we may disagree on more than we agree upon. That was interesting to me. And then, of course, we did hear from a couple of members of Congress to the full group, and we had the opportunity from Wyoming to meet with both of our senators and our representative and their staffs and had some good discussions there that I thought were very beneficial.
Of course, the BLM's final public lands rule was released while the members were out there in D.C., and Magagna was optimistic and skeptical with the initial reading.
There was one section on grazing, and they talked about how it wasn't going to affect existing grazing, and I'll believe that after I read the rest of it.
That final rule is published on our website, northernag.net, with comments from U.S. Senator John Barrasso and John Hoeven, saying they will introduce a Congressional Review Act resolution to repeal the outrageous rule. We'll be back with the cattle markets right after this.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
Stellar, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th, Glendive Livestock.
The cattle on feed report this afternoon isn't expected to show anything surprising. After the big snowstorms in February, we lost some numbers and an 8% decrease could be seen for placements. May feeders are down 38 cents at 242.18, August down 58 cents at 253.73. June live cattle down 5 cents at 175.33, August down 20 at 173.33. Well, the McRae family over in my hometown country had their production sale this week. Big dry Angus bulls averaged $7,570 a head. A couple of females sold at $2,600. Total sale grossing just under $621,000. McClun's had their annual production sale recently as well. Down in Torrington on the Lazy JM Ranch, bulls averaged $5,098 a head. We'll be back to take a look at the grain trade right after this.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered, powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
2 p.m., April 29th, Bear Paw Livestock. Bulls J5 Red sells 45 registered yearling Red Angus bulls and 25 homegrown commercial heifers with guest consigner Klingemann Red Angus. Bulls J5 develops their cattle at the ranch, ensuring their disposition and structure. These bulls are range-ready and balanced for your herd, featuring sons and daughters of Beaver Stock Market, Becton Scamp, and Beaver Franchise. April 29th at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook. Visit bullsj5reds.com or find them on Facebook.
With lots of producers already out in the field seeding, dry conditions in the area is primarily what traders are focused on in the wheat market. The wheat and row crop contracts are all positioning themselves ahead of the report with higher bids. Corn closed near its lowest level of the past 3 years yesterday. However, USDA is estimating ending corn stocks to be high and for there to be a larger supply in the 25 crop year, which compares well to the last 5 years. May Chicago wheat is up 10 and 3 quarters of a cent at 547 and a half. July up 11 cents at 564. The May spot contract for Minneapolis hard red spring wheat's at 646 and a quarter, up 7.5 cents. July at 652 and a half, up 9.5 cents. May Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 3 cents at 580 and a quarter. July up 5 cents at 580 and a quarter as well. May corn up 5 and 3 quarters of a cent at 432 and a half. July corn up 5 3/4 as well at 442. May soybeans up 14 cents at 1148 and a quarter. July up 14 cents as well at 1163. Thanks for joining us on the Northern Ag Network for the Wyoming Noon Market Report. I'm Grace McDonald.